Hare Krishna, everyone. So, welcome to Bhaktivedanta Menon for this morning's class, leading up to the sacred month. We used to call it the sacred month of transcendental book distribution. I do want to apologize. We had top billing over here. Siddhartha Prabhu, Haribo! Unfortunately, because of health, he can't be here. So please, if you did come in to listen to Siddhartha, even online, I do beg for forgiveness. I will try a little bit to say something. I'm asking the blessings, Godrima Prabhu. It's a wonderful Sankirtan devotee. He's been doing, Godrima's my old Sankirtan partner. We came through a lot together. We got the scars to prove it. After class, we can show them to you. So thank you very much. So I chose this verse this morning. It's a very, very important verse, which actually is the foundation of the Sankirtan movement. And the book distribution is one of the pillars of this Sankirtan movement. So Lord Chaitanya, he didn't write many, many writings, but he wrote 8 verses known as the Shikshastika. Siksha, what does Siksha mean? Anyone know? Yes?
Guidance.
Anything else?
Instruction.
Siksha means instructions. So these verses were written as an instruction to those who are followers of Lord Chaitanya. If you want inspiration, if you want to follow someone, then generally follow the instructions. We follow the guidelines. So this is the guidelines, this is the instructions that Lord Chaitanya has laid out for those who are on this path of Krishna consciousness. So we'll chant it all together. So in unison, we can all chant. So the first instruction, this is divided into different instructions, this particular verse. So I'll read all the verse and then we'll just divide it. Glory to the Shri Krishna Sankirtanam, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spreads the rays of benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. Shishi Radha Gokulananda ki, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shishi Gonita Bhagavan ki, Shila Prabhupada ki, Jai. So the first thing, Lord Chaitanya, he's glorifying this Sankirtan movement. In our hearts, after many, many lifetimes, we've accumulated so many material desires, we've accumulated so many unwanted things. But someone who engages in this Sankirtan movement, then Chaito Dvapanam, then the heart is cleansed. The dust which is there, sometimes you see in the mirror, this dust, if you don't clean your rooms very often, then you can just swipe your finger and you can see this dust. So we might not be able to see this dust which is in our heart, which has been lying there for many, many thousands and thousands of lifetimes. And then somehow or another, when we come in contact with this Krishna consciousness, then this dust gets removed. Do you know how rare it is to come in contact with Krishna consciousness? Anyone have any idea? Do you know how rare it is?
Very rare.
Very rare. Okay, just think of an ocean. How vast is the ocean? You've been on a cruise, you've seen one side, you see the end of the sea, you can't see it, you can't fathom it, you look the other side, there's no end. Then envision a plank of wood floating, boom, 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 boom. you see that in an ocean? Have you seen one in Africa floating in Mombasa? No. So it's very rare. Now imagine this plank of wood has a hole in it. So even if there's many planks floating around, this particular one has a hole in it. So there you go, this plank of wood is minding its own business, bobbing along in the nice surfing in the ocean. And then there's so many aquatics in the ocean. How many of them? Literally thousands. And then it's explained, this plank of wood is bobbing along in the ocean, minding its own business. And then one turtle comes to the surface and pops his head through that one hole in the plank. What are the chances of that happening? That's how rare it is to come in contact with this Shri Krishna Sankirtan. So you are that turtle, you have popped your head up there, so you are in a very, very fortunate position to come in contact with Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. So if one who engages this, then we get relinquished from our repeated birth and death. Birth and death is such a long subject matter, it could take days, births and births explaining. The bottom line, who wants to take birth again? Who wants to be in that womb again? Who wants to even go to school again? Who wants to even do all those things again? My days at schools, I tell you, they weren't joyful. So by engaging this Sankirtan movement, they remove these chances of taking birth again. So then, further on explains, this Sankirtan movement is a prime benediction. So we've heard of prime Amazon, isn't it? What does the word prime mean? Topmost. So there's many, many things which are there. But prime means the topmost. So Lord Chaitanya is emphasizing that this Sankirtan movement is a prime, is a priority. You've got so many things in our life, so many pressures in life, so many things pulling us to do this, to do that, to do the next thing. But Lord Chaitanya is making it crystal clear. It's prime. It's your first topmost duty. So, excuse me. So that's the first thing. That's our prime benediction. Why is it? This material world is like a blazing fire. Anyone actually been in a fire? The closest I've been is in Africa when it was about 40 degrees and I felt I was getting cooked like a paratha. It's not a nice feeling. No air conditioning, no links, no nothing. So it's not a nice experience to be cooked alive. So this Sankirtan movement, everyone is blazing in this fire. It gives this cooling rays of the moon. It soothes us. So this is the effect of the Sankirtan movement. And when it gets spread everywhere, what does it do? Anandam Bodhi Vardhanam. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss. What does the word bliss mean? Bliss, what does bliss mean? Come on, everyone knows. Extreme happiness. So, I think the bottom line of life is to be happy, isn't it? Would you all agree? Anybody here fancies to be miserable? No. So, if you engage in the Sankirtan movement, then you will be happy. And then, it enables us to taste this nectar, this amruta. We're all after some nectar, we're all after some amrut. So this amrut, this nectar, is Srila Prabhupada's books. So therefore we have these books. And then there's two things you can do with amrut, with a mango. What are the two things you can do with a mango? My Cyrus comes from Jamaica. There's some nice mangoes there for your daughter. What can you do when you have a mango?
Two things you say?
Two things you can do with a mango.
Eat it or give it away.
Eat it or share it. Sharing is caring. So if you have a mango, if you have this Srila Prabhupada's transcendental book, yes, you can stoop in it and read. But then, the most amazing thing is, if you give it to someone, if you share it, then ananda bodhinam, then your pleasure increases. Isn't that a strange thing? Think about it. You got a nice succulent mango, you can eat it and enjoy it, but if you give it to someone else, boom, your pleasure increases. Why? Because you see someone else being satisfied. Life is all about us. We want something. It's me, 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 me. But actually, if you give to someone else, then you would find that happiness increase like anything. And then the final verse altogether, Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. What does Param mean? Anyone know? Ladies, what is it? Supreme. Again, prime, supreme, topmost. So Lord Chaitanya is emphasizing the importance. So Param Vijayate Santi. So it's the topmost, it's the prime. So when you're on this path, then what do you get? You get Vijayate. What's Vijayate?
Victory.
Complete. Success. That's it. You follow this instruction, Siksha, and then at the end, Param. Topmost, Vijayate. It's complete. It's victory. Have you ever had the pressure? You've got to kick that goal in that goalpost. And when you kick it and you score, what's that feeling? Were you a footballer? Anyone a footballer? You must be not. You a footballer? Did you ever score a goal?
I score. What's the feeling? I score with my wife.
So when you score, when you get something, that feeling, Vijayati, that victory is incredible. So what this Sankirtan is about is giving these transcendental books, and then the feeling is the most amazing feeling when you see someone touch this book. Prabhupada explained, there's no literature like Srimad Bhagavatam. There's no comparison like these books that we have. It is the topmost. And then the Goswamis, Lord Chaitanya has given this instruction, the Sikshastikam. Then he's given the Goswamis these instructions. What were the instructions that were given? There was quite a few. What were the prime instructions given to the Goswamis? David?
To write books.
To write books. To write books. The pen is mightier than what?
Sword.
The sword. So don't start pulling out your talwal, everyone, yeah? Sword. It's the pen which is the mighty one. It's the pen that's going to actually change people's heart. So the Goswami spent hours and hours and hours writing that deep realization in this transcendental books, in this transcendental literature. But in those days, we didn't have the Nippon Press, we didn't have the Gita Press, we didn't have just printed. What was the way they wrote their books? Prabhuji?
Okay, so just imagine Antaranga said, okay, Prabhus, after class, we go to the book room and we're going to copy the Bhagavad Gita word by word and then we'll go and distribute it. They're not ready there in the books. You have to write it yourself. Can you imagine? You can just open your boot, Vishwamba, and the Bhagavad Gita is there. The Srimad Bhagavatam is there. In the morning, if you, Gauranga and Jagannath Ishwari, have to write a word by word, by the time you've written three books, okay, I don't know if I'm going to be going out. Yeah. So we don't have to worry about writing it word by word. By modern technology, it's boom, it's over there. But the Goswamis, they had to write it word by word. So then all these transcendental books were collected, but they were only in Vrindavan. So everyone was anxious about the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, about the Goswamis. And news was coming from Gaudadesh, from Nadia. We want to read this book. I remember when the first Lilamrita came out, you know, they were like hot cakes. Everybody wanted a copy. So Goswami's books were like gems. Everybody wanted to read them. But they were not readily available. At the moment, when you're feeling down, you can open your iPad, you can go and read a book, you can go in the library and read something. But they were not available. So then, copies were made and the first transcendental book distribution began by Jiva Goswami and his three students. Who were the three students? Ladies, who were the first three book distributors in our Gaudiya tradition? Shamananda, Naratam, and Srinivas. They packed these transcendental books. They put them in a vault. They were so valuable, they got some guards. They got Divyesh there. They got Ben over there. They got David, and they go marching, protecting this transcendental literature. And from Vrindavan, they go all the way to Bengal. There's no Rajdhani, there's no Tofan Express. So you have to walk it on bullock cart. And it's treacherous road. There's dacoits over there. There's Cyrus and his gang want to come and loot it. Some treasure coming around. And there was one king. What's his name? Virambha, was it? Virambha? He had an astrologer, and the astrologer told him, there's some valuable gems coming through your country. And the king was like a dacoit. And then when the party was taking rest, the dacoits, they came, they stole the valuable contents. And then in the morning, when the three devotees woke up, you're going in book distribution, you've packed all your books, you're ready, it's day number one, you've heard the classes from Godruma, you've heard the class from Vaisheshika, you've heard the class from Sutapa, you're all gearing to go on book distribution, then you open the back of the van, and boom! The books are not there! Someone stolen your books! Ah! How would you feel? So this is exactly how the three devotees felt. The books were gone. Somebody had taken them. So then, of course, the story goes, Srinivas, he went, he heard that this king had stolen them, and eventually, to cut the story short, the books were retrieved, they were made copies, and slowly, slowly, the books were made available, and then these transcendental literatures were made for devotees to read. Time went by. What does time do? What does time do? Time, I am destroyer of the three worlds. Time corrodes. Time, we forget things. So as this mission of Lord Chaitanya was taking place, it got a little bit lost. It got a little bit under the yoga maya. Then a wonderful, great, transcendental Senapati of Lord Nityananda, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki. Revive this Krishna consciousness. Wonderful picture of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Actually, if you see the full picture right next to that pillar, do you know what's right next to the pillar of that picture? Books. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was known as a prolific writer. The amount of books he translated, everyone knows his unbelievable life. He translated so many books. And this was the first time these books were... What was the first time about these books? Yes, Gotriba? Printed and translated into English. All this time, all this nectar, all this manga was just kept within a tight little community. Yes, I'm not going to share it with you. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, boom, he just opened it up. It's going four corners of the world. It's not staying in Sanskrit. It's not staying in India. It's not staying in Bengal. It's going all over the world. And then his wonderful son, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he took up the mission. He set up the press, printing these books. What was so incredible about this press? Anyone knows? What was so incredible about this press? It was right opposite the temple room. So imagine, we have Radha Gokulananda, the curtains open, the art is about to start, and there it is, the printing press going in. So you got the madanga, you got the cartels, samsara dava nalali the loka. Then in the background you're hearing chata chak chata chat. That's the Srimad Bhagavatam being printed. That's the Bhagavad Gita being printed. That's the Chaitanya Charitamrita. While you're singing Mangalati, these books are being printed right in front of the deities. That's how important it is. Not just us being there, not just us chanting, not just us playing the madanga, but the printing of the books are taking place right in front of the deities. Then, out of 10,000 disciples, one amazing disciple, many obviously had many other services, but this particular disciple was given a particular instruction, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. He took this instruction to his heart. And Bhaktisiddhanta in Radhakund, when he was a little bit miffed about his own mission, he looked straight into the eyes of his beloved disciple, Abhay Charanadavindam, and he said to him, if you ever get money, print books. And then Prabhupada was told to go to the West, and at the age of 70, when one is just retired, Prabhupada told Bhavananda, you have no idea how happy I was in Vrindavan. You have absolutely no idea. But he gave up his comfort. So Sankirtan is about giving up your comfort. And that's what Prabhupada did. He gave up his comfort. And then, as far as food is concerned, he just had a box of cereal. But his main luggage was the books. When I go traveling, my lunch pack is heavier than the rest of my stuff. Does anyone follow under that category? My lunch pack is much heavier than the rest of my luggage. But not Prabhupada. He had just some little dry cereal. His main luggage was the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he went there. He himself started distributing. And then, by the blessings of Lord Chaitanya, blessings of Bhaktisiddhanta Srila Bhaktivinoda, the whole parampara, this Sankirtan movement took seed and it spread in the four corners. And then in 1971 at Rath Yatra, the first big grey books of Krishna book arrived. And then Prabhupada was delivered these books. And then Prabhupada made an announcement. If anybody wants these books, come and get your hot copy. So here is Srila Prabhupada holding the Krishna book, doing book distribution, and then everybody, it was explained that Brahmananda was there trying to keep everyone at bay. Prabhupada was signing these books. I'm not sure where they are, but they're out there. And there was one copy that was left for Prabhupada to have a look afterwards. Did Prabhupada keep that copy? No. He gave it out. Limited books. Brahmananda said he was very surprised. It's more important you give that mango. It's more important someone else has that. So in this way, these Krishna books were there. So what should we do with these Krishna books? At that time, devotees were distributing a few BTGs, a few pamphlets, a few incense. No big Mahabook distribution was started. So two brahmacharis, Prabhuji over there, they were driving and they came to a gas station and then they started filling up with petrol. And when devotees go out, what's the one thing they don't have? Money. So yeah, you know, your treasurer says, get out there. We don't have any petrol money. Just get out there. Stop giving me a hard time. So there you go, you got these brahmacharis out there, filled up the gas, they're trying to look at the pockets. Oh my God, you got anything, Prabhu? No, I've only got this Mangalarti sweet. So then the guy came closer to try and get the money. So then you roll down the window, and he says, it's going to be $30, please. And the two devotees didn't know what to do. Then they had a Krishna book, he said, we got this book over here. I wondered if you'd be interested in it. And the gas attendant looked at the book. Amazing picture. Big book. Krishna, Srimati Radharani looked at the pictures and said, yes. He said, can you take this as a payment? He said, yeah, why not? The first Mahabook, Transcendental Book Edition began by these two brahmacharis. And then they went to the temple. They told the temple president. They got all excited. Then the next day, these brahmacharis, they went door to door with Krishna book. And they sold 10 copies. And then, a fever started in ISKCON. There's such an amazing feeling, isn't it, Vishwamba? When you give this book to someone, there's no experience like it. It's the most amazing experience. Isn't it, Gautama Prabhu? When someone takes that book, there's a big ear-to-ear smile. And within your heart, you're feeling, yes, this parampara. We just went through the whole parampara, and then someone's just taken that book. It's got that Sarva Shakti Hoy. It's got all the Shakti in that book. And he's just taking it. And you've just scored Param Vijayate. And that's how these brahmacharis felt. And then they told the GBC. Then the GBC told, okay, Los Angeles Temple, you try it. And they just took a stack of books and they started going door to door. And then one lady got so fired up. She went door to door. And this was never heard of. Do you know how many books, Krishna books, she distributed in one day? 108 books. So ladies, don't think this is for one person. Anyone who's got that utsahan, that enthusiasm, you can get that shakti from the parampara. You just have to be, boom, plugged into it. And this lady, she distributed 108 books. And when she came, everyone was in ecstasy. And then the first Christmas marathon started by accident. So by this time, there's fever pitch. Everyone was talking about books. Everyone was sleeping about books. Everyone was just immersed in transcendental book distribution. Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. So when the devotees were going on book distribution, it was the 22nd of December. So this devotee was out distributing books. Then what do you notice on the 22nd of December when you go out, book distributors? What do you notice? Yeah, Prabhu? Christmas sales, people out there, there's more people out and about. The shops are open longer. So this devotee was distributing and he was finding such transcendental bliss. He just kept on passing books after books. Then it came 8 o'clock. Normally that's the time the devotees wind up, come home, have some hot milk, discuss transcendental stories, take rest, get up for Mangalati. But you know, he got so carried away. By the time he looked at his watch, it was 10 o'clock. Then he said, oh, Prabhu, I better get back. The devotees will be waiting for me. Then he was driving. Then he saw loads of people in this boulevard. So he was thinking, shall I stop? Shall I go and meet those people? Or those devotees will be waiting for me? Then he said, we have to distribute books. So then he goes, pulls out some more books, boom, 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 he's distributing. By now it's past midnight. His bliss, his riding on a cloud that's well above the earth. He comes all transcendental, blissed out, thinking all the devotees are waiting over there. He opens the prasadam room and it's completely empty. Then he's thinking, oh, all the devotees must be asleep. And there's one David waiting for everyone to serve hot milk. And he asks this bhakta, are all the devotees sleeping? And he goes, no, they haven't even come back yet. And then within the next half an hour, all the devotees are coming back. And there's such a buzz. Everyone's talking. Everyone's very elated. You know, brahmacharis, they can make such a noise. And then they started waking up the GBC. And he goes, what's going on? And then started explaining what's going on. The books are going out. People are more eager. People are more receptive. And they said, okay, get to bed, tomorrow we'll do it again. And the first 3 days, marathon began. This was in 1973 or 4. And then from there, it took status. It became a part of our wonderful Vaishnava calendar, this transcendental book distribution. I myself, in a humble way, was distributing books at the age of 16. Distributing Bhagavad Gita's. I'm not such a big book distributor, but we distributed many, many books. Me and Godruma, we went door to door. And sometimes it was so cold going door to door. Me and Godruma, the only way to keep ourselves warm was to kick a block of ice going from one place to another. That's how we would keep warm. And then one day, I remember, we lived in this van. We slept in the van. The doors opened. We were in a field. No water, no nothing. We had to take the snow and we used that as our shower. I don't recommend it. But anyway, those were the days when it was fever pitch with this Sankirtan movement. And these books are so transcendental that if anybody gets them, it will change their life. It will make their life so incredibly worthwhile. There was one person, he was in Greece. He went with his girlfriend. This was in the 80s. And he was there. You know, sometimes it gets boring on the beach. How much side of you can you tan? So there he was with the speedo, just, you know, walking around. And then there were some rocks over there, and then the water was crashing against the rocks. And the corner of his eye, he caught a book being pushed against the rocks. Then he went over, he picked up this book, shaked off the water, and he looked at the book. It was Bhagavad Gita as it is. He was bored, he didn't know what to do, so he sat down next to his girlfriend. The wet book, he started reading page after page after page. He had an effect on him. He cut his holiday short. From Greece, he flew back to England. His girlfriend wasn't too happy. And then he came straight to the Hare Krishna temple and he became a devotee. And he said to himself, as this has changed my life, it opened a new venue, a new understanding, a new consciousness, I want to do the same thing. And he became a book distributor himself. There was one devotee, he was saying, he was a young hippie, he was going around and he was going traveling. Somebody gave him a book. He read the book. He found it profound. He was open. He read it. He became a devotee. And then as he was traveling, he had a new meaning to life. He decided to ring his mom to let him know what he's doing. So he rings his mother. His mother picks up the phone. He wanted to tell his mother what he is. Then his mom says, he says to his mom, "Hello, mom." And then the mom says, "What you been doing?" And then the son, a little bit nervous, a little bit reluctant, says, "I'm a monk now." And the mother goes, "Oh, really? What kind of a monk are you?" And the devotee says, "I'm a Hare Krishna monk." And then on the other side of the phone, he heard, "Oh, well, Hari Bol then." He was a little bit surprised. His mother saying, "Hari Bol," said, "Come again." He said, "Well," his mother said, "I'm a monk as well." And then the son was a bit surprised. He says, "What kind of a monk are you? A Buddhist monk?" He says, "No, I'm a Hare Krishna monk too." And the son was quite surprised. He said, "Mom, how did this happen?" He says, "Well, there I was minding my own business and I get a transcendental literature by someone. I read it. I find it is an amazing book and I become a Hare Krishna." So here you have the son gets a transcendental book. Here has the mother gets a transcendental book and they connect. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan. I was preaching in China once and then we were distributing books over there and then we had something called the English Corner and we would go and speak to the students over there and they wanted to speak to us and then they wanted to just speak to increase their English. And in this way, we would speak to them in English, and then slowly, slowly, they would say, "What do you do?" And they say, "I'm a doctor." Just go this way, Prabhu, just go this way. So then I'm said, "I'm a doctor of science, metaphysics." And they say, "What's that?" So that's the difference between the body and the soul. And then some people are intrigued. So then they want to know. And slowly, slowly we get into it a little bit more and more and more. And then before you know it, we have a little core of people who are interested. And then we had this one person, he became really interested. But little did we know, we were a little bit complacent that this car where we were staying by, it pulled up, me and one devotee, and then it told us to go in this car and took us to this shady place. We came over there and it showed us some pictures of us giving books. And then it says, you are giving these religious books. And then we obviously got a little bit nervous, because what we were doing was a little bit kind of not allowed in the country. Anyway, so then in the corner of our eye, we notice one person, and he's shaking, and it's all white, all his color had been drained. And I remember giving a transcendental book, and he showed, you gave this guy a book. He says, you could go in prison for this. And then somehow or another, they must have been watching us at the English corner taking pictures. They took this guy, they caught him, they confiscated his books, and they exposed him to us. They told us we had to leave. And then this person was a really nice person, but obviously they tortured him. And then he said to me, as he was shaking, he said, they've taken all my books, but I have kept one book hidden, and I'm going to take this book to prison with me. I don't know what it is about this book, but I know this is the answer to people's suffering. I always wondered what happened to him. I always pray that somehow or another, that book, wherever he might have it, that it'll save his life, that Lord Chaitanya is there guiding him. So no matter, even though the authorities were against him, he did not lose his shraddha, he did not lose his faith. He could have easily chucked it out. Oh, no. Just within that few moments, Lava Matra Siddhi Hoy, that book had a profound effect on his life. And then there was one devotee, Prabhupada was trying to encourage him to preach in Tokyo, and he didn't want to preach. Preaching in Tokyo, it's hard. It's hard preaching anyway, but trying to preach in a place like that is hard. And this devotee was a charismatic speaker. He was quite enthusiastic. And every time Prabhupada asked him, he did not want to go. Then finally, on the third time, Prabhupada said to him, if you go to Tokyo and start a center there, I will personally take you back home, back to Godhead. What an offer. Your spiritual master comes and offers a deal like that. How many of you would take it? He took it. He went. He spread Krishna consciousness there. Opened the first center. Unfortunately, as time would have it, as Maya would have it, he got a little bit deviated. Sometimes it is that. When we're out there, we are soldiers. I remember our Sankirtan leader is saying that when you put that tilak on, when you put that kanti mala on, when you take that book, then you are declaring war against Maya. And Maya, how many hands does Maya have? Div? Yeah, Prabhu? How many hands does Maya have? Hundreds. And each of these hands, sword, shield, trident, and she's using them against Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. So sometimes there's a little loss. So he went away. And then towards the end of his life, he had terminal cancer and he was dying. And by the grace of Krishna, towards the last few days, he came in contact with devotees. He asked his family members, he says, your life, you're dying, what do you want? He said, I would like to meet some of these Hare Krishna devotees. So the brother found some devotees. They came to the hospice. They recognized him straight away. So the next few days were engaged in reading, coming to see this devotee. He had withered away. You could only see bones. His cheeks were like this. His time was very, very close. So the devotees would come at a certain point, but then as this devotee was passing away, his life airs were leaving his body. The nurse was over there. And then he looked at the door and his eyes opened up wide. And he had an amazing, happy look on his face. The nurse noticed this, because normally when you're passing away, it's not a good experience. I haven't had that experience yet, but from what I've heard, it's not a good experience. So the nurse noticed that he became all happy, smiling, his eyes opened up, and he uttered the words, "Prabhupada, you have come. Prabhupada, you have come." And the nurse was thinking, who is this Prabhupada? There's no one in the room except for me. And then he passed away. Then that next moment, the devotees came. They missed that moment. The nurse was crying. And then naturally the devotees wanted to know what the situation was, what happened. And they said, I don't know, he was calling for this fellow called Prabhupada, that he had come. So here is this testimony that if you engage in this Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam, that Prabhupada will come for you. Prabhupada would save you. So this Krishna consciousness is not a fad. It's not a dopamine. It's not a vitamin. It's not a hit. It's not a drug. This Krishna consciousness is the real McCoy period. So when we have something like that, if we have this opportunity to take the souls back home, back to Krishna, then Krishna becomes so, so happy with us. We've all heard the saying, the prodigal son returns, isn't it? So Krishna, our Father, He wants the prodigal son to return. There's the spiritual world over there. There's Krishna having a wonderful leela with the coward boys, with the gopis. There's a Vaikuntha Dham. That's where we belong. That's where everyone belongs. No one belongs in Primark. No one belongs in Harrods. That's not where we perform our leela, but that's what people are going to be hanging out in the next few weeks. Our job is to take them out of Harrods. Our job is to take them out of these places and take them on the path back home, back to Godhead, back to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's transcendental books, key. Srila Prabhupada's transcendental distributors, ki. Nittai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Sorry if I sounded like a bit preachy there. Book distribution is, I'm not a book distributor, but it was a passion. It's part of my DNA for nearly 20 years. Yes, comments, corrections, hope it's a correction. Anyone, Mike over here? Anyone has to say anything, then please. Maybe it's not on the main place.
Hare Krishna? Oh, yeah, okay. It's to do with, we have a Namaha on the Isle of Wight, And there was a Mataji there. For the second time, she first asked me about when she was coming to our group. She says, "Why am I crying when I'm chanting?" And I said, "Well, that sounds like a good thing." And but she was from Mauritius. Her name was Devi, actually. And she was an amazing little person. And she couldn't explain it, but, you know, she kept shaking and trembling. And but she also had a brain tumor previously. And she used to come regular to our Namaha. Then she got the tumor again. And she went to hospice. And her husband was trying to give her all sorts of pure things to cure her cancer. And in this hospice, I was trying to give her some, play to her the all the music. I gave it to her husband, but he wouldn't do it. He kept trying to cure, bring all these things. And then the doctor came up and said to us, I hear she's her religion is she chants Hare Krishna and all this sort of thing, and maybe the chanting would be nice for her. And it was at that point, it was like a divine intervention, because she was she couldn't speak anymore, she couldn't do anything, but at that point. Her husband, he had to relinquish his sort of thing, and he let us start playing the tapes to her and everything, Prabhupada chanting. So actually, what had happened? That was just a doctor who sort of intervened in a situation when she was just passing away. It was about a week before, so she left her body. Here in Prabhupada is bhajan of singing Hare Krishna with a harmonium, and the whole thing was really an amazing experience. And she was very unusual, but she was unusual in that she used to, you know. And I said, "Well, be careful who you speak to, you know. Don't say this to anybody; they might make fun of you." But I remember her in particular, and it was that little intervention. But, you know, whatever we tried to do, her husband wouldn't listen. But then the doctor suggested that she should hear some chanting, and because he was sort of spiritually minded, I think. And so she left her body here in Prabhupada singing.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
So that was a special... a benediction for her. So,
thank you very much, Prayojana. Anyone wants to add anything, or we can wind up? Breakfast is calling. Are you all transcendentally surcharged that, you know, like the Goswamis, they forgot to eat and sleep?
They might forget to take breakfast today after your class. Yeah?
Kodrama, amazing devotees, you know, not just walk the talk, he's been there. He's actually, you know, like I said, he's got the scars to prove that he's a wonderful transcendental book distributor.
Thank you so much for a really inspiring class today, and also for explaining the history, you know, how it all came, the knowledge passed down through the parampara, and then how the books were translated and in the early days, and the importance, you know, the printing press, Brihat Madanga. It was really, like, comprehensive, very thank nice explanation. That was inspiring. I remember in the early days, in the early 80s, in Russia, when it was like Iron Curtain, very communist rule, they used to print in the paper, newspaper, that belief in God is a symptom of mental illness, you know. So devotees would try and get books into Russia. On this, they made this kind of a small handbook with instructions how to make beads, how to chant, what's the philosophy. And on the front, it was like tourist guide to India. because if they at the airport, they would take them off, they would send them to, you know, like Gulag, you know, concentration camps, and torture them. So devotees also, in the early days, if they got a book, they would copy it out by hand and give it to a friend and get them to copy it, and that, and they had to do it all secretly, you know. So it was like, it was, but you know, now you see there's devotees, Russian devotees everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. And then one time I was out in Edinburgh and I was, you know, going out on Sankta and distribute books, but this day I thought, you know, I just don't want to be in the middle of the main precinct. It's just too many people, and I just wanted a quiet day, you know. So I thought I'll just pick some suburb, you know, where it's a few shops and this odd person comes every now and then. I just wanted a peaceful day, you know. Then I was there, then this boy came along. Then I spoke to him, and he he wasn't really interested in the book, but anyway, I gave him something, and then he ended up, oh, that was a Tuesday, on the Friday, he ended up coming to the Namahata, which I told him about, and that was our Govinda, you know, that's the Harinam.
Haribol.
Yeah, so I just bumped into him
for
the book distribution. So you never know who you're going to meet, you know, yeah, and what they're going to do, you know.
On that note, when we were in China with Tamal Krishna Maharaj and everyone, then we made some devotees. We made a total of 8 devotees. And out of this one devotee we made, his name was Swarup Damodar. We had no idea, we had no understanding, but this devotee in the end ended up being the one who translated Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is into Chinese. So you have no idea who's there. You don't know who's taking the book. He could be just, as we always used to say in our days, it's a time bomb. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick. And the books are the one which is the fuse that boom. And then Govinda will come up. A Swarup Damodar will come up. A Tamal Krishna Maharaj will come up. A Vishwamba will come out. A Sutapa will come out. A Prayojana will come out. All this because of Srila Prabhupada's transcendental books. Ki Jai. I'm a bit fired up. I don't know. I can't get up. One more story, guys. Yeah? No? Want to eat? One more story. Come on. Vishwamba. Vishwamba.
Blank mind. Yes, I was telling Vaisheshika Prabhu, showing him a little clip, a little video. There's a nice, 2 weeks ago, I met very nice Muslim boy, maybe 28, 30 years old, very smart, intelligent. And I don't really believe very much in religions, and I said, oh, I think we share the same God. See, look, I showed him Sarva Dharma Parityaja from the Bhagavad Gita. Said, even our God doesn't like religion. So, but then we had a nice talk and we clicked the video. I said, you know, maybe you could say something, you know, about our encounter. We could talk about, you know, your concept of God. He said, well, I do believe that every doctrine, or you call it religion, they're all good. I said, yeah, we believe in the same thing. You know, all the religions, they're like rivers. They all go in one ocean. I said, now is the time for a donation. Oh, how much should I give you? I said, only 1 million. 1 million. For the Bhagavad Gita. He said, you know, it's been a flip coin. You know, up to now, I didn't really believe that there was a God. But the way you present the concept to me, it was, I feel that there is someone up there. And I want to thank you very much. I should read it with great faith. And he talked Bhagavad Gita. I've got a video clip for that, which I will show to the devotees. And he gave me £15 donation.
Hey, boy. So So just on a final note, so maybe not everyone can book distributors, not everyone has that kind of eagerness, but you can support the book distribution by helping in whatever way you can. Again, like I said, so I'm helping in the background, you know, because they say an army marches on its stomach. So, you know, you can make some nice prasadam for the transcendental devotees who are going out. And if devotees get nice prasadam, they get all fired up, then they'll go out and you'll be part of that Agyata Sukriti. So everyone can be connected in one way or another. It's not one service is more important than the other. This time we just concentrate in December book distributors and whatever way you can help, driving the books, going somewhere, popping over to see where the devotees are even and just encourage them, hey, we think you're doing great. Thank you very much for your time. Again, I beg forgiveness if I ranted a bit. Vanchakalpa tribhishchakripa sindubhyeva cha patitonam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhu.